Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
So just want to make sure that everyone's had a great day. I hope everyone was like, okay, good. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a great day today. So of course, today we had our spring expo explosion where we had vendors coming out to promote what it is that they're doing. We had King's Ransom. He's does canvas art, selling you, ladies and gentlemen. I posted a few of his pieces on the slide, so go through and enjoy those. His name is Joe Hunt, J-O-E-H-U-N-T, Joe Hunt. And he is an upcoming, I believe, star, shining star. And I just think that he's going to really have a bright future, and I hope that you guys will encourage him and support him. We had some people come out and take a look at it, make some purchases. So go on and Facebook under Joe Hunt and place some orders, inbox him and ask him what he has. Who knows, he may be able to create you something just for you. Then we had Rashad Mims. He came also in partnership doing some things with Mr. Hunt. And he has hats. And they are bringing back the fedora, cool guy look, and some ladies. So we have the floppy hats, we got the snapbacks, we got baseball caps. So just about any look you want, you're going to be classy casual or you just want to be outright classy. I think you should give them a look up. Both of them, they can be reached. Their website is Black Tie Hats, H-A-T-S with an S, hats with an S, H-A-T-S. BlackTieHats.com. See what they have to offer. They've got some great prices. They've done some having a sale going on right now on a few of those snapbacks. So those of you who love baseball caps, go give them a check out and see if you can find a look for you. I'm pretty sure you will. Of course, we had Roland Pollard, who was there. He's a videographer, recording manager. He has his own label. He does music. He's gospel music. So those of you who do the R&B rap, he's not going to be the guy for you. Well, he probably could do it. But his focus is gospel. He wants, if you need soundtracks or just music for an event, if you want to utilize him for that, if you want to get a commercial made, he can handle that and send him the pictures and upload a video clip, and he'll edit it and do what you need to get done and in a timely manner and at a great affordable price. And then, of course, we want to continue to just support our youth, our children's ministries, the pageants that they're in of all kinds. I know there are a lot of different ones out there, so I don't want to go naming and leave someone out. But we just want to be encouraging. The event is set up to bring and enlighten and empower individuals who are doing home-based businesses, entrepreneurs. If you're just business mindset and you want to increase at your job, there were tools and information that was given. So you can also inbox me at So Real with Madeline, and I'm having another seminar in March So if you want to participate, the two dates will be March the 14th and March the 21st, and it will be at 9 p.m. Central. So if you're interested in that, that would be the thing to do, is to connect with me to see if you can get a hold of that, and I will inbox you the information. Of course, the little webinar seminar training is $50, and you can have 50 people in one room, and each one of them pay $1, whatever you want to do. It's going to be a conference call webinar, so feel free if you want to share the link. You guys can make the investment together. If you have a team of two people, it's $25 a piece. You know, how you want to break it up. One person can pay the whole 50. I really don't care how you go about doing it because I want you to get the information, but the seminar is going to have a fee. So everything that we do as believers can't be free, ladies and gentlemen. So please still support those who are walking according to the will of God, but are also trying to bring you information and do things for you, because it takes time, information, supplies, it takes ink to print information, it takes money to pay for the internet. You got your computers, you got repairs, you have USBs, you have chargers. There's all types of things that you need. And then, of course, they may do a door prize of some sort or some type of prize that has to be purchased. So there's all types of things that you have to consider when individuals are giving you this information. It costs. Still, even though they're at home and you didn't have to travel, that's a savings for you. A lot of you will drive to Dallas just to go to a morning service at TD Jakes, and then you will give TD Jakes your tithe, even though you belong to a different church. You've spent and given more than you probably have wanted to in just trying to attend a church. So that's just something to think about. Not to put down what TD Jakes is doing, if he's preaching and teaching or any other mega church. It's just, I need you guys to start thinking about your own setting and your own circle. So with that being said, we've got about 9 minutes. I'm not going to keep you long today. It's been a long day for me, and I'm ready to kind of slow down and get some rest. So the topic for today is break away before you drown. You may have a person that's dead weight, or a situation that's dead weight from your past, even a situation in your present. Friendship, relationships, a job. People, sometimes we don't even want to let go of a job when it is literally killing us. I mean, we feel like there's nothing else for us to do, that's all we've got, or you're not going to find anything that makes that type of money. Don't put a cap on what God can do. If God has given you a way out and he's provided you with something else, then you're going to have to trust him. If you honestly believe that whatever the other endeavor is given by him, he will supply the need. He will not give you anything you cannot handle. He's promised that in his word. So some things, some scriptures that I want you guys to go back and look at that are concerning drowning. And these are some things that Jesus even brought forward. I'm going to tell you first what dead weight is. Dead weight is the weight of an inert person or thing, which is, you know, a situation we talked about that. The net was a weight. Or the dead weight on his shoulders. So he had that's just an example sentence. Like kids say, can I get a sentence, please? But the net was a dead weight on his shoulder. So it was something that was just laying there. It wasn't getting any type of support. So dead weight is a heavy or oppressed burden. So you can physically, emotionally, mentally drain you and be like dead weight. Profound loneliness or obsessive emptiness. And obsessive means weighing heavily on the mind or spirit, causing depression or discomfort. And people, that is no way near who God is. God is not about confusion, anger, hurting you, you know, putting you in positions to where you're depressed. That's not of God. So we want to make sure that we stay focused. So break away before you drown of the things that are weighing you down, the dead weight in your life that is oppressive, that is heavy, is too heavy, that weighs on you emotionally and spiritually. Some synonyms, which are words that are similar to dead weight or oppressive, is overwhelming, overpowering, unbearable, unendurable, intolerable, and bothersome. So these are some words that we use a lot of times. We say, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't know what to do. I can't see straight. And it's because the things that are placed on you or that you've placed on yourself or that you're trying to carry is too much. You've placed that on you. And You know, we take the scripture and say, well, God said he wasn't going to give me more than I could bear, but I feel like I'm dying. You know, it's overwhelming. It's taking over. I don't know what I'm doing. Then we need to step back and maybe even break away before you drown. So some scriptures that I want you to think about, you can write them down and read them later because time is moving on, but it's Hebrews 11 and 29. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted, were drowned. So God took that situation, what they thought was going to kill them or overpower them or to come and to drown them. God said no. You know, no, he covered them and kept them. But the one who tried to harm his people, they will drown. We can look at Matthew 16 and 6. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believed in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy milestone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. So our children, our youth, we're keeping our kids. And Jesus is saying that if you're going to cause these little ones, these children, to not come to him or not allow them to come to him, or even to have them stumble with our walk, our lifestyle, our words, whatever it is, Jesus says it would be better to put a milestone, heavy milestone, or around their neck and to drown them in a deep sea, you know, not even just shallow water, you know, a deep sea. So even if you got to broke away from it or got to loose from that, you to get to the top would be an option. So that's heavy, you know, that's deep right there. Exodus 14 and 21 through 28, where Moses stretches out his hands over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back from the strong east wind. And so he pushed the waters back and gave them dry land. So the wind was so strong that not only did it part the Red Sea, but split it, it dried the land in the process. So they didn't even have to wait on the land to dry. So God did it all in one breath. And, of course, it spills on with Hebrews where it talks about that they were able to pass through, and the Egyptians took up the pursuit and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots. And his horsemen were after them in the midst of the sea, and they drowned. So these are some things, Exodus 15, 1 and 5, where we talk about then Moses and the sons of Israel to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is the high, strong, and song, high strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is my warrior. He will fight for you. God will fight for you. He will cover you, and he will protect you. But we get to the position where we feel like we're overwhelmed or we're overempowered by situations, persons, it doesn't matter. Break away from that before you drown. Not to say that you want to disconnect them from them permanently, but you need to catch your breath. Sometimes you have to let people who are out there kicking and wailing and going on before a person can rescue them. They wait. A lot of times the lifeguards will wait until they tire out so that they can go and get them so that they won't pull them under as well. So break away before you drown and allow God to do some things in your life. I'm Madeline Bass. This is Empowering Your Mind. Have a great Monday and a wonderful week. God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, 'cause they've been